but it is the most faggot goddamn thing you will ever imagine.
So, welcome back to episode number 4 of the TRS Daily Show. We're here this week to take the ISIS Bucket Challenge. On the death panel with me this week, I'm of course Bjorn, the seventh son. I'm here with Ghoul.
How you doing?
And of course Bulbasaur.
What's up?
And Mike Enoch.
Hey, what's up?
All the usual suspects. So, remove kebab.
Yeah, so basically the big story, I guess, this week was the beheading of the journalist James Foley and the ISIS situation in Iraq coming to a head. The U.S. started bombing again. We don't know how that's going to turn out. Obama's under increasing pressure to go do something about it. Conservatives are up in arms. Liberals, of course, hand-wringing, don't want to do anything because we might maybe accidentally hurt someone who wants to kill us, etc. So what I thought was a really interesting story that sort of came to light is there's this issue of this this jihadist rapper from London who's, he's some sort of kebab, I don't know, I think Egyptian origin. And he appeared actually he was like a rapper doing like underground hip-hop type stuff.
Which is just the best stuff ever.
Yeah, of course.
Underground social justice. Hip-hop.
Yeah, I hate that style of music, but it's interesting where that sort of mindset leads. And what happens is he then of course abandons his whole hip-hop lifestyle, the thug life, whatever. He gets involved in radical Islam. He goes to Syria, and next thing you know, he's tweeting a picture of himself with like severed heads from being a part of ISIS. Now the suspicion came to light today. I guess, like, British intelligence thinks that this guy might have actually been the guy that cut James Foley's head off. That's not necessarily proven or not, but it is proven that he definitely went to join ISIS, and he definitely took a picture of himself holding a severed head.
Well, a few different times. So, he's killing people. He's working.
Yeah, like, there's ISIS. No question that, like,
whether or not he killed Foley now is...
And, well, right, there's evidence saying... There's a good chance. It's like it can never be like super confirmed until you basically like have him in your fucking group, like the palm of your hands. But it's odds are it's him.
Yeah, anyway. I mean there's good reason to think it's him, and even if it's not, it's not like he's a fucking innocent person. He deserves like painful death regardless.
Yeah.
But like the whole story around this guy is just as I got more into it and learned more and more, like. My butt got increasingly inflamed with rage as I kept digging deeper. Like, his father is a fucking terrorist, all right?
Yeah.
His father was
God.
His father's a fucking terrorist that's being given asylum by the UK. Not only given asylum, these people are living in a million-pound house in, like, a nice, classy neighborhood of London.
Just
like collecting government checks.
Oh my god!
As his father, like I thought at first they were rich. Like I thought, oh well, he's just like they're just rich. Like maybe who knows? For whatever reason, they're rich, right? Maybe I don't know. There's rich Muslims in Britain, right? That wouldn't be surprising. So the fucking rich Muslim kid becomes like a social justice rapper and then a jihadist. That's not surprising either. Then you find out. No. His father was actually a terrorist, suspected of terrorism. Was like getting involved in like Muslim Brotherhood shit in Egypt in the 80s, like because the Egyptian government basically would have killed him, he got asylum in the UK. But then he continued to be a terrorist in the UK. Was probably involved in with Osama bin Laden and Al Qaeda bombing the U.S. embassy in 1998. Then like the U.S. has been wanting him. The U.S. has been wanting this guy. For like 13 years trying to get him out of the UK. They got him in 2012, finally, after fighting the UK tooth and nail to get this fucking guy extradited from the UK to the US. And of course all these fucking leftist human rights lawyers are getting involved, and because the US is like the ultimate, I mean whatever you may think about the US, whatever we may think, to the rest of the world, to Europe, like to all the left around the world, the U.S. is the ultimate bad guy. And the fact that the U.S. wants this guy in terrorism charges automatically means he's innocent, right?
He's
like, oh, because the U.S. just, you know, they detain people, just round people up for no reason, put them in concentration camps that have 100 people in them.
Yeah, but didn't like, you see that shitty movie, right?
Right, yeah, yeah, like the whole camp X-ray thing. I mean, this guy's, every single place this guy went, he came under suspicion for terrorist activities, from whether it's Egypt's intelligence service, Britain's intelligence service, our intelligence service, and all these liberals, these fucking clueless fucking panty-waist liberals, are like, yo, no, it's just like these justice systems, like they're the suspicion without trial and detention without being found guilty, and it's like, no, like maybe did it ever occur to you? And now, of course, there's this article we saw, you know, we'll post it in the post with this audio article, track. Right? Yeah, the article in The Guardian from about a year ago, like some human interest piece on this guy's wife about her terrible struggle of not speaking very good English and you know, being isolated in the home and having six kids and the husband's gone all the time because he's a fucking terrorist that's in jail. yeah. You know, and like multiple countries want this guy for, you know, basically plotting bombings and shit in their country. Like, he was probably involved in bombings in Egypt. He probably was involved in the bombing of right. the U.S. embassy. Like, this guy should probably just be fucking killed. Like, he probably just, you know, like, sent back to Egypt so they can do whatever the fuck, you know, back when they had that, now back before their whole fucking thing imploded. But, like, you know, when they actually had a military running the country there to keep these people in fucking check, like, he should have just been sent there. They could have killed him and then, you know, maybe spared some people a lot of pain. But, you know, it's like, yeah, I mean, it's amazing, the liberal mindset of these people. And then, oh, well, lo and behold, a year and a half after this human interest piece about this poor, oppressed woman who she goes and visits him in jail, and she goes to pick up her welfare check, and she suffers just casual racism from the British people working in those places. Because she's dressed like Sub-Zero. She's dressed like Sub-Zero. The actual line, there's an actual line in that article where the woman says, because of the social stigma...
Social stigma of being an enemy of your civilization.
right. The social stigma attached with going to visit a Class A detainee. In other words, oh my god! Yeah. The family of a fucking terrorist that wants to destroy Western civilization is suffering casual racism from the British employee at the prison is, like, worse... Like, that...
And here we have, right here, four people. Okay, like, this is what's really funny about this, is, like, before we had pictures... Okay, we had all these pictures of this kid with dead bodies, basically. But the story was so obscure at the time that when it was being shared around, and you could have brought it up, you know, in conversation at any, like, you know, fucking lefty piece of shit speaking this garbage. Like if you brought it up, it could be brushed off because of how obscure the story was.
Right.
Like, you know, like, just plug your ears about it. Well, now we have James Foley, whose face is on every television in America and most of Europe, probably, and turns out his killer is this guy, right? And we... Now you can't, okay? Now you can't brush it off your shoulder anymore. It's because it's in your face all the time. And here, this killer, we have the culture that he brought, or the culture, I should say, that the left loves to enable and tolerate, okay, is, here's a direct link right here. Proof right here, okay? Like, it's proof right there.
From our own Western Brahmin link to the...
Like, here is a link right now between this culture you enable and tolerate and wish to defend so zealously and an actual anti-Western destructive force actually killing people right now. It's happening right now. It's like Ron Paul. Get your Ron Pauls out because it's fucking happening right now.
Yeah,
okay?
And, like, he killed a person who was... like a Western representative of that very culture. Like, James Foley was actually, like, a liberal and had liberal motivations and was involved in... I don't want to speak ill of the dead. Like, what happened to that guy was awful. Like, it was terrible. I don't blame him for anything he said on the video. I don't.
The only thing I want to say about him that might be at all like approaching, like, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but this was a guy that was in his reporting. It was pretty. He pretty much leaned in their direction a lot. So this is how they treat a guy.
He was very liberal. Lenient,
yeah.
Very lenient liberal. Very much sympathetic towards. You know, the case of these people.
And this is how they treat a guy like that.
And this is what happened.
Yeah. It didn't matter how much he tolerated.
It's like, I think I mentioned...
He's an enemy. Like, the West is an enemy, period.
Yeah.
They saw him as a means to an end. They didn't look at him...
It's like...
When a Western white man looks at someone, typically they try to, with our Western dogmas surrounding our, like, hyper-individualism, there's always this mentality of, like... You know, give every single person a chance. It's always not what it seems. And, yeah. and I guess he figured that they had that mentality. No, they, like, a journalist walks into their territory, they go, oh, look, a hostage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was basically, you know, taking the mentality I always talk about. It's like, oven me last, I'm being nice to you. And he got it first. Not first, but.
He didn't get ovened. He got his head sawed off with a fucking AK bayonet.
Yeah. So
with that, yeah, I can't even imagine.
That's just
that. Yeah. I mean, but it's I don't necessarily know that he was like he probably in his own mind or liberals of that stripe. They're like, yeah, but you know, the people that are actually willing to go out and do ISIS type stuff are like the minority, and that's probably true, but. Who fucking cares?
The
majority of everybody is peaceful, right? Like, the majority of every population group is peaceful. And with Islam, it's actually, like, a surprising 15% that are actually active and willing to go fight jihad. Now, that's a lot of fucking people. And if that's 15% of the Muslims in your country, that's a lot enough people to actually create a lot of damage. And in England, now there's, like, something like 500 British nationals... have gone to fight with ISIS.
Jesus.
Like, and they are British citizens with British passports. Like, the British government needs to know who these fucking people are, and they need to either kill them or not let them back onto their home soil. Like, and they need to send their families elsewhere, and this is a serious fucking security threat for that country. And, like, I don't even know what's going to happen in the next who knows how many years with what their attitude. And if they do deport these families, revoke these people's citizenship, and kill them or jail them, you know the British left will be out there with fucking signs in the streets. The signs that were noticeably absent when James Foley's head was cut off, when that soldier's head was cut off in the middle of the fucking road by that savage. Ugh. Like, where were the protests? Seriously. This makes me so...
People were arrested.
And while we're talking about minorities, all right? It's funny how sometimes minorities need to be, like, protected and everything, but then when a minority is violent, well, now it's just a minority, who cares? But that aside, it's always been minority groups, not, like small groups of people who have always caused... the building of civilizations and the downfall of civilizations. You know, like there's never been a revolution that ever took place because everybody did something at once.
No, it's the the tooth and tail ratio, they call it.
Right. There's
military or whatever. Yeah, I didn't mean to derail you. Sorry.
The fact that there's a group identified under a specific banner and there's, like, sub-banners underneath it that are, like, direct... that are, like, like have an anti-Western war machine, basically, right?
Yeah.
We want to say, well, because they're all under this... they're all under this banner, but so what? Like, it's not everybody. Like, what the... What?
Why does
you have it? You have a dirt, like, it's like, want to get rid of the problem? Get, like, the main banner, it's gone. There, it's gone. It's solved.
Yeah. And it's not our fucking obligation... It's not our fucking obligation to make our countries welcome for these people. Like, why? Why?
Well, that's
why do we need... Like, why?
It's like they can't accomplish this without our help. It's like without our suicidal tendencies. For whatever reason, it's like you wouldn't get anywhere if we weren't, like, complicit in our own fucking destruction. And I'm saying R as in men of the West or whatever you want to call it in every country. So
men of the West.
Men of the West.
Well, the reason why it's so important... to these people to keep, like, we, you know, we can get, you know, like, we get the crap aside about, you know, they're, like, the liberals own, like, anti-Western beliefs that they hold deep down. What they, like, the reason, like, you know, they hold the same belief about anybody. It doesn't matter if it's some kebab or whatever. It's like anybody, they feel like everyone needs food and shelter, and every single, but beyond that, they feel every single person needs a piece of power, and every single person needs some kind of voice. And
every little culture and every little subculture's backwards dumb ideas are just as valid as ours, whether it's honor killings or it's just
right.
Sick.
And
it's insane.
But why? Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
because they have what are they? Well, that always goes back to this crap about, like, human life being sacred under what banner? Nothing. It's just magically fucking sacred, okay? You have to just believe that everyone is entitled to these things because they simply are.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah. Democracy is a religious concept for these people, which is why foreign policy is so fucktarded. But, yeah, I think Bulbasaur has been trying to say something for a little while.
Okay, sorry.
No, I'm just kind of listening now.
Okay.
But I mean, it's like, I guess the thing for me is the whole humanist kind of, I guess they, I was kind of building on what Ghoul was saying is, you know, it's, you want to think that all life is sacred, and it's, and at the same time, they want to, they're trying to support free will, but they don't want to believe that free will can ever, like, have negative effects, right. Or you can make bad decisions.
Well, it's
like,
because you're not supposed to judge.
It's like, okay, we want to support X, and X can be, like, supporting a different religion. What's, does that entail having to support the aspects of that religion that involves butchering people like you? And they just freeze. And every domestic and foreign issue always comes back to that, is this inability to make distinctions in human action.
Yes, yes.
They're just completely paralyzed at that notion.
And it's a really hard pill for everyone to swallow, that the idea that there are people who are greater and deserve more and are worth more than other people. But isn't it an obvious, self-evident truth at the same time? Like, is it not, like, absolutely painful and stupid to deny? You know?
Yeah, and
have people fallen to actually be offended by reality?
Yes, you know? I mean, they are actually offended by reality. I mean, they are. And the thing is, like, what you said I thought was really interesting before. I never heard it phrased that way, that every person deserves, like, a chunk of power. And that actually makes a lot of sense when you think about all the rhetoric about democracy. I mean, look, they hold this concept of democracy, like, as if it's some kind of holy, yeah, it's like a holy thing to
them.
It is their religion.
Does go back to self-empowerment, like, their own power. That's why they don't care about where the power goes. They want it in their hands.
Right. The whole idea is that they see, like, this barbarous behavior, and they will be able to blame it on factors other than the actual agency of the people doing it. So it's like, well, why are there these Muslim savages? Like, what? Like, seriously, why? And it's like, oh, because they're poor, because they're uneducated. Because, and it's like, but wait a second, this jihadi rapper certainly wasn't poor.
Yeah.
He certainly wasn't uneducated. You know, so it's like, if they all had, like, first world lifestyles and were participatory in democracy and had a voice, then everybody would become humanist liberals just like us. When in fact,
no,
like, actually, some of the worst ones are actually really wealthy, like Osama bin Laden. He wasn't poor, he wasn't uneducated, like, you know what I mean? Like, the Saudi royal family, not poor, not uneducated, yet has backward barbarous beliefs.
Everyone is so concerned about giving everyone who does, who you know, apparently doesn't have a voice, giving them some power. Everyone who doesn't have some power needs some power, but they don't think about why they don't have this to begin with.
If somebody doesn't have power or voice, they've been denied it by patriarchy and colonialism. Come on.
But when you're basically giving them back the voice we took from them. Well, here's the thing. It's like you want more power? Then okay, then take it right now. Take it. Take power right now.
No, you're supposed to
give it everything you got.
No, we're supposed to cede it to them out of our guilt.
It's like you can't take the power. Okay, then shut the fuck up and sit there and be fucking happy that you're in a country where you're living off the resources of people who are brilliant and innovative and great people who took their own power and made what they made. And what the fuck are you? What the fuck are you? You're nobody.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
That's about right.
I mean, it is remarkable. It really is very much like spoiled children. I mean, everybody says that. It's like a thing that people say all the time. Conservatives accuse liberals of it all the time. But it really is like you were given this. Like, we were all given this civilization, this lineage, this heritage, these resources, this cultural tradition, and now one segment of society has chosen to shit all over it, and that everything that it created, everything it did, is responsible for all the suffering of everybody else in the world, and if they hate us, it's really our fault. I mean, it just makes me just disgusted, and it's amazing how they'll double down on it, even after this. Like, I'm expecting to soon see, now that it's come to light, that this fucking guy is the suspect in this murder, and that he went and did whatever other murders he's done, of people in Syria probably trying to defend what's left of their country from this savage overtaking. I fully expect to see.
Well, that was supposedly where he originally went, isn't it?
Totally defending this and blaming somehow, like, the British state for this. I mean, in some sense, the British state probably is responsible, but not in the way that they mean. You know, the British state is responsible for fucking being lenient, giving these people asylum, giving them welfare, and then, like, pouring fucking pity all over them.
I mean, that's how
the British state is responsible. Not in terms of, like, oh, they're so mean to these people that they drive them to this.
Right. I've seen the first round of, like, denying that this is a thing or of trying to absorb it into the narrative is to claim that, oh, the British, you know, they say he's the main suspect, but how do they know? They can say that could be anybody.
Voice recognition technology.
Yeah.
Well, who the fuck cares? We have a picture of him with a severed head.
Yeah. If the picture was taken in the same studio where they did the moon landing, you know, so it goes back to that shit. That's basically the first round.
If we're going full on conspiracy, it's just like brush it off.
If you're just fully conspiratorial, then like you're not even engaged with anything.
That's just the first. That's the first round of counter argument I've seen out there. Is the this probably isn't even real, man.
It was embarrassing how quick that story came out. By the way, if you're like, I don't know a single person who believes that it's fake. But if you believe it fake right now, get some fucking cyanide right now and fight that goddamn pill as hard as you can. Oh my god, fucking.
Yeah, I mean, it's very similar to, like, it's not even, you know, not to go back to the whole Ferguson chimp out thing.
I was just thinking the same thing.
But it's similar to when the video of Mike Brown robbing the store came out. Like, immediately I saw articles coming up on all kinds of liberal sites. Like, it's very fishy, this video. This is very odd. Why did they wait so long to release it? Maybe this is fake. That doesn't look like Mike Brown. He's got different shoes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, then, like, the accomplice completely admits it all, and there's really no way to deny that, yes, he did rob that fucking store. But it's, like, immediately, like, the conspiracy, like, they have to, when their narrative's actually so directly challenged by reality, they have to go into conspiratorial thinking. Yep. I mean, you would have to either abandon it, or start making up conspiracy theories, and they're not going to abandon it because level of cognitive dissonance they cannot deal with. And like with this thing, like the Secret Service, the British intelligence, or the CIA, or somebody is responsible for these pictures. They just want to start another war. So they created this fake video. They created
the military industrial complex.
Yeah. War's already in your fucking backyard. Okay, especially in England, I'm sorry, like England, I would say if there's
England,
English people.
Sweden.
bothering to think that there's a conspiracy to start war, and then in your backyard you have a soldier getting his head cut off by some kebab. Yeah. Go eat shit right now.
And that your government's like actively enabling and giving asylum to people, and there's like 500 people from your own country that your country welcomed into their borders and gave citizenship and allowed to be part of your society, and now they're going to go fight jihad, and you think that your government is like anti-Muslim and is going to start like conspiracies to like start a war in the Middle East or some shit? Like, no, I'm sorry, you're retarded. You've been reading way too much bullshit on the internet, and you need your fucking
There's this guy I knew a while back, English guy, who when that whole debacle happened with the soldier being
massacred in the street.
Well,
not really massacred, but butchered, I guess.
He sent it to me and then said, like, well, yeah, I know what he did was awful, but isn't what he's saying kind of make sense?
It's like, no, that's what he's saying doesn't
actually
make sense.
The mentality. Like, that's your mentality right now? Really? What he's saying makes sense? All he said was, these people are not your allies. Like, your government isn't good. Basically, it's like, we want it, like, your government sucks, and we want to destroy it, basically. And basically, all he heard was, rah, rah, fight to power. It's like, that's how far gone you are. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, that's how far gone the narrative is. I mean, these people all, you know, you went to college, you listened to Rage Against the Machine, you participated in a protest because of, you know, Palestinians were getting killed, and, you know, you feel like your government's really mean, and, like, you fucking need your skull caved in. Like, I'm sorry, like, these people,
But the thing is the way things are going, it looks like it's going to be kebab that does the skull caving.
I'm curious about what actually is. I'm sure there's a whole bunch of direct causes, but what actually has made the newer generations in the West so absolutely. Like, they don't actually digest reality. It's like they're dreaming all the time. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, when catastrophes happen, they don't set in with them at all. Like, they're so self-absorbed and in their own world that anything that doesn't affect them immediately directly doesn't really matter.
I think it just comes
and they see everything else as a means to an end to empower themselves. So it's like, so when they're sitting there thinking about how much life sucks because I have to work, and then they see a group of militants like bombing train stations, whatever the fuck is going on, and saying that, like, we're, you know, like, your government deserves to collapse.
And they see it as the exact same thing.
And then, like, when they're, like, they analyze that, they take it in, like, oh, you can help me fight the power.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's, like, it's like a logically from that, like, a guy with an IQ of fucking 60 would make. It's really disturbing.
It's just like the anarchists over in Ferguson. I mean, when it starts happening here, which is
the communists there, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, once this stuff happens here, it's going to be the same thing. I mean, you're going to have the anarchists, the frizzy haired white boys going out there to try and fight the power with Muhammad.
Yeah, while taking fucking selfies.
Yeah, taking selfies, fighting the power.
Well, shit's just so comfortable here.
But it's like they're playing a game when they're doing these things. They don't even realize what's happening. It's so weird. Like, the idea that they're, like, really think about this for a minute, okay? Actually, really think about this for a second. that there is a riot happening, a violent riot happening, and in the midst of all the fires and all this crap and rubber bullets being fired everywhere and tear gas and shit, you see some fucking white guy, okay, with a sign that says who watches the Watchmen while he's taking a picture of it. Like, that's how gone they are. They're playing D&D in
terrible.
Their fucking heads.
That was so funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's also sort of like, oh my god, the rioting is, it's like, if it was what you say it was, the police would shoot you dead. Like, if what was going on was what you were claiming was going on,
you'd be dead.
They would kill you. Like, they would actually kill you. And in a way, it's almost like even that mentality, it's like they carry that over to something like Iraq. Like they could like you could see them like thinking that this is sort of the same kind of thing. Like in fact, everything. You know, like Ferguson and I, like, I've even seen people saying things, like, they invaded Ferguson, like, it's, like, they invaded Iraq. Ferguson is our Gaza. It's like, except, no, it's not, like, it's really not. Like, they're not actually dropping bombs on Ferguson.
You're not they firing are rockets. Not,
they're not killing people. And like, nobody even that I know, I mean, how many, if one of the protesters in Ferguson has gotten in an altercation with cops and, like, got an arm broken or had, like, an injury or a bruise or something, that, like, this would be news. Mm-hmm. Like, we would have heard about it, right?
No,
like
if someone suffers a media blackout, it's not going to get out.
A serious injury, or if there was a death. You know, there were other people. The other funny thing, there were other people shot in Ferguson. Like, while the riots were going on, people other than the police shot other people.
Yep.
And, like, this was sort of only mentioned in, like, the last paragraph of every news article.
Or when, like, the police shot somebody. Or when police confiscate, like, pistols and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Like, that's just a few people.
They're protecting themselves. Free market.
Yeah.
Free market.
Yeah, the
Did any of you guys see that video that I had posted that actually showed the Ferguson riot police where they actually
shielding
take
civilians.
Fire
yeah,
and then they like shielding. Stand in front of the civilians to make sure they don't get hit by live fire directed
that.
At them?
I shared that with someone who brushed it off.
Funny how that never made it on CNN.
I showed that to somebody and they immediately brushed it off as, oh yeah, well, I saw these other videos where they were like,
you know like the left narrative is like Play-Doh. It'll fit in any fucking container you shove it into. Yep. It's like they heard Bruce Lee go, be like Wata, and then they took it very literally and applied it to their entire worldview. Yep.
To their brain.
I mean, I was amazed. I would think that video would actually be very newsworthy. Yeah. Like, don't you think so? I mean,
it doesn't advance the narrative, so it's not.
That should, I mean, like, they were taking live gunfire. I mean, that should be on CNN, on MSNBC, on Fox.
It'll only be on there if they're the ones dishing it out. I mean, you know, it's no secret. It's if it doesn't advance the narrative of the story, then it's just ignored. It's not part of, you know, they can't let that out there. Yeah. They can't have that out there. Here are the cops protecting civilians. No, they're the bad guys in here.
This right here. I'm sorry. This is why I did not pursue being a police officer. I mean, I came very close last year. I had a chance to redo it this year. I am very glad I did not pursue that because it, from the outside looking in, you know. Kind of the post-ANCAP mentality, I'm just, it enrages me to see just the hatred that people have for the people that, you know, for their faults. I mean, there's going to be corruption everywhere. Humans are humans. But just the unmitigated, just the pure vitriol and hatred that they have for the people that make sure that you're not fucking beheaded. In the street, you know, and it's like you deserve like, the Middle East. Like when you talk, when you say
deserve,
you deserve
Bob.
They deserve.
I mean, you really do deserve that, and it enrages me. And I know that had I been actually on the inside dealing with this, I probably would have wound up in jail. There's no way it would have happened.
Are you referring right now to like the like cop block mentality going on?
Yes, like I can picture
what I love the most about all this crap. You know, like that guy taking a selfie with a cop block shirt on in the middle of all the crap. It's
oh
like,
God!
Did they not realize that they're just like they're playing a game to make themselves feel cool? And like, it's like, what would compel you to actually do that? You know, like
getting attention.
Well, yeah, but, like, the point is, like, he goes out to these places to, like, take photos, like, God, it's hell out here, man. And then he goes back to his comfy little bed with his comfy little laptop where he, like, tweets his images and shit and, like, you know,
hashtag Ferguson.
He got retweeted 20 times. Oh, my God.
I mean, did you see the video of the guy who just basically, he's out there taking footage and they just mug him? They just take his shit. It's fucking great.
I didn't see it. Oh, awesome. I saw those tweets.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. I mean, arguably that kid in that picture was, like, filming, but it's still basically the same point. Like, even if he was, like, filming, oh, look, they're shooting tear gas canisters at me, like, he's going to do the same shit, right? Like, he's going to go back, he's going to tweet it, he's not, nothing's going to happen to him,
yeah.
He's not going to be hurt, he's going to be perfectly safe, he's going to go back to wherever he comes from, and he's going to upload that video. I mean, it's the same as taking a selfie.
And
really.
The police
that
make that possible.
and that one guy, and what was it, like, there was a reporter in Ferguson who was, like, basically, like, spewing the leftist crap, and then he got mugged by people.
We can put that image in the post.
Yeah.
And he basically
did the classic, like,
oh,
deny the
poverty
thing,
yeah.
Where he was just like, oh, they couldn't help it. They were just
they see me, a white privileged male with stuff.
I don't blame them. I blame the systematic oppression.
Yes, they need my stuff. They had stuff for them. If we didn't deny them their own stuff, they wouldn't be taking mine at knife point.
I love that deal lesson that, like, even though you want to fight the power, the enemy of your enemy is really not your friend. And that really goes double right now for alt-right people who try to, befriend kebab shit.
What do you mean befriend?
Because they're just like, well, they don't like Jews, I don't like Jews.
They keep women's in check
here. Like,
yeah, and even worse are the ones that it's not even because of, like, the Jew thing, it's just because they actually admire the Islamic way of life. Like, we've had our issues with that before, but, yeah, I mean, it even goes so far as, like, well, Islam is pretty reactionary, right? I mean, they basically, you know, they're pretty alpha. Muslims are pretty
alpha.
They've got multiple
like, okay, like
wives.
Things, and, yeah, they're actually, like, yeah, shoot, like, shooting guns in, like, and, doing what needs to be necessary to meet their goals. Yes, they are doing that, and they're all directed at you, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's nothing more masculine than forcing the marriage of a 9-year-old.
They gave a shit when this journalist went over there to
try
you
to
know
help.
What I mean? No, they don't. That's not how it works, buddy. It's not how it works.
Champ.
Like, that would be great if it worked like that, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be great if you could just talk to people and you could just solve your problems that way? That would be really great. That's how the world fucking works.
Yeah. With Islam, I mean, the only thing really worth respecting is the worst thing about it, is that they're still willing to do violence for their way of life. And we're kind of in this bubble where, you know, I'm sure there's some of us, especially on this side of the aisle, if you want to call it an aisle, that would be willing to do violence to protect our way of life, but we live in countries filled with traitors where they don't want, where they think, if we just invite them in here and we let them live alongside us and marry our daughters, it'll all just be peaceful and great. But it's
we definitely have the people and the capability to destroy these people. And
but
we personally all of us personally know people that have done it and people that are willing to do it right now. I mean, you know, that's not really the issue. Like, our civilization has more than the capability to defend itself.
But they're willing. They're willing out to go with, like, you know, shoestrings and bubblegum and murder people to spread their whatever. And we're sitting here like, gee, I don't know. I mean, they're just confused. You know, it's fucked.
Yeah,
up.
And then putting you know our own people in the brig because they killed an enemy.
Right.
It's like,
and giving them power because it makes them feel good.
Right.
You know. You see how tolerant we are? Thanks, buddy. Then they just get.
It's like they're not tolerant.
Now you do know that because I've seen a report that ISIS is beginning to target, you know, oil. Because they have all the American equipment, this means that it's going to be a war about oil. Like when it finally comes to a head, because there's no way that you're going to let the barbarism, you know, spread. Because it threatens too many things on a geopolitical level. But when it finally does happen, the convenient narrative is going to be, oh, it's because of oil. It's always about oil.
Yeah, of course, but like if a conservative gets an office and he decides to stabilize the region and crushes ISIS, oh, you betcha the narratives will
be
full of tears. But I promise you that if Hillary gets elected and stabilizes the region, we're gonna hear nothing aside from, like, how she's just a strong woman.
Oh yeah, I mean, if like by chance a Republican gets elected in 2016 and has a more aggressive policy towards whatever, or decides to go back in, or whatever happens, you know that the streets will be filled with anti-war protesters again. Like you just know it. And like you said, yeah, Hillary's actually, rumor has it, I don't really know, but rumor has it that she's like more hawkish than most Democrats. And would be willing to potentially use force.
It's easy to take that position. I mean,
she is on like a lot of militaristic things, but like she's still
Oh no, I'm not in any sense defending Hillary. I'm just saying like that she, I could potentially see her being willing to, even more so than Obama, who's like wringing his hands, holding back, being willing to like go in there and do shit. I'm not at all liking Hillary, but like and you know that were that to happen, yes, the streets would be silent, everything would be peaceful. But if it's, I mean, yeah, like everybody, this is actually an old thing. Like even libertarians, everybody knows this. Like the anti-war movement was an anti-Bush movement. It was it was totally, and it was basically actually a communist recruiting camp for the most part. Like all these commie groups go out there because they get these, they know there's going to be a bunch of stupid naive liberals willing to eat up their bullshit at these events, so they go out there with all their fucking literature, like they crawl out of their little nests and start you know, hoping to reproduce, and like, you know, it's yeah, and that's, and they know that, oh, because like some bourgeois suburban liberal is like so offended that like a conservative is in office, that means democracy has been subverted just because they're I didn't win.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, so we all know that.
Like, my recent article was about the very thing. Yeah. Like, they completely feign, compassion for war when it suits their purposes.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing with just they love to feel compassionate when it's okay to feel compassionate to suit their needs, but really deep down they don't. And I wonder how they can look at themselves in the mirror and not think, "I need to die."
Well, and the thing is there are actually a lot of groups out there that's like the anti-natalist left, and they're so sickeningly fascinating because they have taken all of that lefty bullshit and they have taken it, and it's very logical, and it leads right to all of humanity needs to die, and blah blah blah.
Yeah, it leads directly to extinction, as a person that we all know likes to say.
When people value the non over what is, like people who are, like, we need to save nature, the only way is to kill myself.
I have kids. I'm fully fucking in favor of those people doing it.
They want to take us with them, and that's why Islam is their useful idiot. I mean, that's everything they...
Assuming it's even that well thought out, which I doubt, but...
No. But I'm sure there's... I mean, you could easily...
There's got to be some subconscious thing going on there, though. Like, here's something that is actually destructive towards everything. Like, I blame the West and Western civilization, industrialization, capitalism, like white men, Christianity. These are the things that my narrative. Anything that actually built the greatest civilization in history. These are the things my narrative tells me are bad, and here's a force in direct antagonism to
just,
it.
It's just so muscles.
Right. I mean,
it's like that looking in front of their face. Like they don't think about, like, they think that the world deep, like they think, I don't know. It's so funny because what the left believes is that there's the left believes is that there's this intellectual hierarchy, okay? And at the very, very bottom, you have the conservative Christians who also like NASCAR, and then above that is Rush Limbaugh and conservatives
are conservative.
Like all the way at the very top is the individual, right? who's like, they believe that, like, deep down, if you just talk to people enough and show them that, like, if you just talk to people enough, they'll eventually be intelligent enough to see your side. But if they don't see your side, obviously they're at the bottom of the pyramid here, and they need to be worked on. So it's like, when they see people doing these things, they don't think enemy. They think, like, oh, they'll help me serve my purposes, and then I'll just give them a good old talking to, and we'll just talk about...
We'll hug it out.
Well, what's the, there's like that old joke, right? Like two liberals are walking down the street and they see a guy like beaten and bloody lying in like the gutter, and they turn to each other and they say like, "We need to find the person that did this. He needs help." No, you never heard that joke before.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah.
Good.
Wow. You know, this.
I mean, like that's like what that, that's like really how that mentality works.
Yeah,
it's kind of funny though. Like sitting here talking about it, it's reminding me of when I was an objectivist, because a lot of this kind of it does kind of tie into the whole death cult thing that Ayn Rand, you know, wrote about.
She was off on everything. She said, and
she was pretty good.
I think actually,
no philosopher is off on everything.
Right? No, I know. Sorry, I know you hate Ayn Rand, but one thing that a friend said about Ayn Rand before we get into what Bulbasaur was going to say, which I thought was really funny, is he said like, when you read Ayn Rand, you'll probably think she's arguing against like a completely absurd straw man, until you find out what liberals actually believe.
And then it's, oh my god.
Yeah, for sure. There's merit in just about any philosopher if you dig deep enough, you know? Like, they're all, like, relatively grounded on some kind of reasoning. Even the ones that I would group in with, like, go in the oven.
I mean, you know, like, even Zizek will come to, like, right-leaning positions and really piss off his base, and that's amusing to experience. But, I mean, that man deserves the fucking ovens. He deserves the Middle East.
He does it mainly.
I think that's like a new catchphrase we've coined this week. You deserve kebab. You deserve kebab. That's the
there's remove kebab and deserve kebab.
We're gonna need a new song for deserve kebab.
Those who remove kebab and those who deserve kebab.
There's only two kinds of people in this world.
And of course, you know I'm a southern redneck, so that's perfect. I've got to have a very binary distinction in humans.
Well, being a southern redneck, don't you just like feast on the blood of colored people?
Yes.
Well, they're not allowed to anymore. I mean, he would if he could.
Right.
Well, it's one of those illegal things like our moonshine.
Yeah, they can only do it out in the woods when no one's looking and hope they don't get caught.
We have to do it after church. You know, after we handle our snakes every Sunday.
Oh, Jesus. So, should we move back to the Middle East here? We should get back on... our rapper friend. I'm looking at pictures. He kind of looks like he kind of triggers my. I don't know. He basically just looks like Ollie G to me.
You know what's interesting? He's actually, when you look at him, he's actually
he's got a real punchable face, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. But
he's relatively white presenting.
Yes.
Oh, he's totally white presenting.
And it's funny that that just destroys the narrative. Okay, that they're like, you know. Like, we took everything away from them, and they're just poor little faggots.
like, we gave everything to that fucking family for no reason at all.
And
like,
he repaid us by sawing his heads off.
I'm really wondering how they got this house, how they get all this, like, what, with their family
I'm
history.
I'm really wondering that. Like, I actually want to know.
Like, was there people within the government that were just like... Oh, we should just show them how tolerant we are.
Labor Party. Is that Labor Party?
It might be. I don't know. Like, it's
well, dude, they've got that politician, what's his name, Galloway, in the UK that basically represents jihad.
Yeah.
Like, he's a leftist, all of his constituency are, like, Muslims, and he basically represents the Muslim point of view to the British government, and there are probably others because increasingly their constituency is going to be made up of those people. I mean, here we have Taco, and that's problematic for our demographics and our society. There, they have a much... I mean, I don't want to downplay that. They have an immediate fucking real problem that their actual security as a nation is going to be threatened by these... Actually, like, I don't think Taco is going to be doing, like, suicide bombings and cutting people's heads off in the streets. I mean, I don't know. Maybe eventually,
the drug cartel, but that's it.
Yeah, the drug cartels do it, but the average guy who, like, works a busboy job or whatever,
we ended the drug war, man.
Yeah, all right, well, yeah, that's a... But you guys know what I'm saying. I mean, I'm not at all dismissing the immigration problem we have here, but there, it's like, they're bringing in, and it's the educated ones.
Yeah.
It's the educated ones that become these dangerous fucking killers.
I mean, like, I've pulled up a wiki article about Islam in the United Kingdom, and, you know, they're already 34.5% in the borough of Tower Hamlets. You know, they're the majority there. Newham, they're 32%. Blackburn with Darwin, 27.4%. City of Bradford, 24.7%.
You know what the funniest part about all this is? None of them deny why they're there. None of them do.
No.
Right? They're not just like, I'm just here looking for a new way of life. You know, I'm just here to work.
I'm here to bring jihad.
Yeah. Right. No, they're like, you know, we want to Islamify this fucking country, and we're going to do it.
Yeah, they have 2.8 million people there right now.
Right, and then the left's response to this is...
Okay.
It's like...
Cool.
Yeah, it's basically just like...
KK.
Give it your all, big boy. You show us who's boss. We probably deserve it.
Well, there are 210,000 white Muslims in Britain right now.
Yeah, that's the other thing. They got their own people converting over to this fucking bullshit.
That's just weird, okay? That's just like an African Odinist. Get out. Get out.
Immediately. Like, there's that guy on Twitter.
Oh, God, the guy with the neck beard. What's his name? Yeah.
I can't remember his name now. That guy needs to be put in the oven so fast. I mean,
like, Inshallah.
Yeah, he's some British Muslim who, like, oh God, oh man, that guy cheers the fuck out of me. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. There's some fun. Did you guys see that story about, like, that British soldier that, like, became, he's like a transsexual, he turned himself into a woman and then married a Muslim man?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. 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 My God. Like, if that's probably, that's peak oven. Like, there is nothing. There is nothing. I can't imagine anything.
That's it. You wanted to see what it was? It's there. Look at it.
You made this.
This is your fault.
Well, he's a good metaphor for the country itself.
He's the perfect mascot, actually.
Exactly.
The perfect
Lucy Ballinger.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Is that his name now?
Those pictures will make the hairs stand up on the back of your neck just looking at that individual. I can't even imagine the depths of, like, self-hatred and mental illness and pathology involved in everything that goes along with that.
I also think it's kind of strange how this isn't necessarily a closeted case when it comes to veterans coming back and then doing fucking weird shit like this. Like,
Now, Lucy is the second wife of a man she met on live, but prays at home after she fell out with her mosque.
Her with a penis mosque? Is that what
yes.
Okay. There's like five words in that sentence that don't actually apply to anything. It's like, mosque, no.
I do think it's weird that one guy that, like, libertarians were, like, humping his leg for a long time. What was that guy that, like, leaked military information?
Manning. Bradley Manning.
Now it's Jessica Manning, or, like, whatever the name is.
Yeah,
now.
I think you want
Brandon. Chelsea Manning.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and it's like, why, like, what is this, like, thing with veterans, like, just tumbling?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know how much of a thing that actually is.
What I mean is, like, it's not uncommon for veterans to have, like, you know, like, some kind of post-traumatic stress disorder. Like, they're just not right in the head after they see, like, their friends die and stuff, and, like,
Manning never saw combat, though, dude. That guy was, like, a low-level functionary that somehow got some passwords and released that guy never saw a fight.
I'm pretty sure his Chelsea identity was just to...
Get out of some sentencing and whatnot,
because I think there was some, like, SJW shit that was going to go down and keep him from getting, like, what he deserved, you know?
That's funny.
I wouldn't put that past him.
I wouldn't be surprised.
You
can't put me in jail.
Either.
I'm a chick now.
You can't put me in
jail. I'll bring a wig with me if I ever I'm about to get a sentence from an SJW.
If you ever betray your country and are going to go to jail for treason, you can just cut your balls off and
put on some makeup.
Yeah.
That's
hormone therapy.
This fucking world is weird.
Yeah, that's really crazy shit. But yeah, I don't think Manning has any kind of PTSD, being that he probably never saw any military action ever. So,
yeah, so
well, I mean, the whole military thing, I mean, that's been kind of a project for the past, oh, God, I would say at least 8 years, ever since Bush got out of power.
Yeah.
6-8 years. And it even started before then, yeah, you know, when Bush was on his way out. And they've been really dildo-fying.
Well, it started, with, don't really ask, it started with Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Well,
let's get back to
it.
It's been
before
there.
That, yeah.
And but Don't Ask, Don't Tell was like an effort to sort of deal with it without dealing with it, right. Like to like put it on the, you know, just brush it away. And frankly, I actually don't have a problem with Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Like, if you're homosexual, you want to be in the army, fine. But
well, Don't Ask, Don't Tell should be
it.
It should be an unwritten rule. It shouldn't be something that they come out and say.
Yeah,
no, if we have a name for it.
Like, I don't have a problem with a gay guy being in the military if he's just, you know, not actually making a thing out of being gay and being all faggy. Like,
is he more interested in? Yes, is he more interested in, you know, wearing the digis, or is he more interested in waving the rainbow flag? And the problem is now we've kind of chosen that we've picked the military to kind of bear the rainbow flag, just like the I guess it was the Memorial Day parade.
Yeah,
you had the rainbow flag being carried by military personnel.
Why? Like, what the fuck? Like, that's not their job. Like, that. Like, what? The military's fucking job is not to push social issues. I mean, but of course it's targeted for a social issue push because it is one institution that actually represents, like, masculine values, like patriarchal.
Yeah,
that has to be torn down. Like, it's actually a target for the left because of what it represents.
And that's why you're having a lot of combat personnel coming home insane, because that affects the frontline personnel. You're getting conflicting orders.
And these military parades, isn't it typically like there are sections that are divided into like by the sex of the military? Like, here's a group representing Marines, here's a group representing Navy, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so is it just like everyone salute the Navy, and everyone salutes, and then, like, the next group comes, everyone salute cock and balls.
Right, yeah, it's like... it's like, what's with gay people in parades? I mean, that's a whole other thing. Like, they
it's their pastime, and it's like, fucking no, okay? Remember that St. Patrick's Day parade, but it's just where's the gay parade here? Where's that? I did say St. Patrick's Parade. I did leave.
It's always an issue with the St. Patty's Day Parade. Like, military parades now, they've got to horn their way in there. It's like, what the fuck? Like, faggots have to be involved in, like, every single parade. It's crazy. I don't know. Just something with them in parades. I don't know. But
it's their pastime. You know?
What is this with...
Yeah,
it's like Africans and soccer. It's going to happen eventually.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing that bothers me is, you know, all of these, you know, the way we talk about these issues in these podcasts, you know, we treat them as separate issues. You know, they are related, but when you're dealing with a lefty, it's all the same thing to them. It's all a matter of oppression and social justice, and there's literally they don't understand that, you know, for instance, the jihadist probably doesn't want to have anything to do with the gay parade guy. Like, I'm pretty sure the jihadist would kill him.
Yeah. They might understand that. It's not like immediately important. Like, I could see a leftist that like supports gay rights going to a gay pride parade and then like going home and like getting on the computer and like tweeting about how like we need to like more understand, like, why Muslims hate us.
Right. At the end of the day, it's about trying to appear, like, morally superior on every issue. It's such a... Like, leftism is built on on being comfortable. Really.
Signaling.
It's, you don't have to suffer for anything. You're comfortable. It's the most comfortable and self-righteous shit in the world. And when it comes to that, okay... Anyone who's ever built anything worth honoring ever suffered for it every time. Everything ever that was worth remembering was built on suffering. And I'm sorry, don't ever ever trust anyone who's never suffered for anything ever. And that's what we're fucking looking at right now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the whole spectrum. There's like the people that go completely nuts are actually the ones their ideology is deliberately built around avoiding suffering. And it's funny that those are the people that go anti-natalist. Like, they literally come to the conclusion, because suffering is bad, the only way to avoid suffering is, in fact, to eradicate the human race.
Right.
And then it's there like, are some that go even like, further to, like, animal suffering. And so, like, Alex has even said, it's like when we have to nuke the planet. Like, that's the only way.
Alex,
like,
when I took my very first philosophy class ever, okay, I had this shitty teacher, but he absolutely loved when he wasn't talking about why it was like basic philosophy shit. Okay, it was like shit you'd expect, and it happened, and it's like, oh wow, so it's like, talk about why there's no God, cool. Talk about why we need to have feminism and all, you know, like all this other crap. But he loved all the time to go off topic and eventually bring up about how no one should eat meat because vegan is the way to go. He was always about, like, empowering this group and that group or whatever, and he always wanted people at the end of his class to, like, try and, like, philosophically sort of, like, review things that he's talked about. And he got really mad at me because I was just like, all this shit that you're telling me, all you're really telling me is that you're really, really, really scared of dying. You know? You're really scared of dying. Like, you don't want to oppress anybody. You don't want to harm a bug, because when you do, you think deep down, what if I'm this bug? And like you're so scared of dying, it's like, surely, like, there's some
benevolent
natural, yeah, there's some natural, like, holiness to life here. And it's like, you gotta bite the bullet, buddy. Okay? You wanna be it's like, you wanna be a philosophy teacher and you're a vegan? Get out.
So I don't know. I don't know if you guys want to do this here. We make a note. 2037. I just saw a hysterical Facebook update. I don't know if you want to talk about it.
Oh no!
For the love of God!
And he says, "I think there's an ISIS under my bed."
Oh.
And you know,
I get it.
So paranoid that ISIS. Ooh, they're good. You know, that's how the anarchists.
Oh my God!
That's how the anarchists help. Like, they just like, oh, this is all just fake. This is all just theater to keep us.
Yeah, no, the government's perpetuating it to get to invade and then.
You've got somebody no comment. You got no, you wish, and you got another smartass. How do you know he's ISIS? Do you see his CIA paycheck? So it's just that's how they're helping out.
That's not even worth bringing up. That's conspiracy shit at this point.
I mean,
it's just a conspiracy. Okay, go play the sand kid.
This is what we're up against. It's like, they're misunderstood and they're our friends, or it's just bullshit anywhere.
It's like, go play in the sand at that point. Yeah. If you're going into conspiracy shit at that point, it's like, dude, cool, go fucking play with the other anarchists in the sand. The adults will worry about fucking reality here.
I guess so. Shit, I don't know.
But, like, I mean, there is some weird shit going on with, like, some elements and factions in the U.S. government and ISIS, whether it's conspiracy or stupidity, like, I don't know, like, the whole thing where John McCain went to go meet with, like, Syrian rebels, like, a year or so ago, and then in the pictures, some of these guys turn out now to be, like, ISIS people, and which isn't surprising.
Is it not common knowledge? Like, is this just some dumb thing I heard somewhere and it's wrong that we supported them in Syria because we don't like Assad? I mean, wasn't that the policy? And it's just another case of someone we supported blowing up in our face now because we pulled out of Iraq? I mean, wasn't that the actual policy?
I don't think it's as cut and dry as that. I mean,
well, that's the TLDR version.
First of all, how much we supported them, I don't know. Who we actually supported, like, there were multiple factions. Generally, the policy of helping the rebels in Syria was fully retarded. And I think, like, everybody,
just trying to continue the Arab Spring. Was that not the idea?
Yeah.
And
this is why the whole.
But it's like when I. But it's like when I see that. Like, did you see his CIA paycheck? It's like, wow, cool story, bro. Like, we run our foreign policy by using proxies. Really? Gee, what a terrible thing!
That's
and everyone
so completely out. Of
yeah,
the,
because
yeah,
we should just have we should have boots on the ground everywhere instead. That's that would be really subtle and works. You know.
Yeah, you guys are totally behind that.
So
they don't understand. Like the mind of an anarchist, mind of a communist, mind of all these fucking losers is just a worldview that's. That you can just fucking see right in front of your face. You don't have to look left or right, just right in front of your face. That's all you
just
need.
Condemn everything.
You know? It's like markets for anarchists. Okay? Yeah. So it's like they see what they see right in front of their face. They don't bother looking left or right or, God forbid, up. You know?
Right. And I
there is no up.
People are going to, like, make mistakes or they're going to think that, like, we're necessarily, like, totally behind, like, U.S. government foreign policy or anti-terrorism policy, which is not at all the case. I mean, I think that wanting to kill ISIS is not necessarily and being, you know, perfectly happy if it the U.S. government is the organization that does it, whether or not they will, I don't know, but like this in no way signals like some kind of approval of like the past 10 years of U.S. foreign policy, which was I think really stupid.
If you have the attention span of a gnat, it might. But we're looking at it like, you know, here's a militaristic force organizing against us. Crush it. It's done.
Yeah.
Over.
Yeah,
it's finished.
It. Like,
it's over.
Right.
You know?
And if Obama's the one that do it, then...
Good for him.
You know? Yeah. But, you know, based on various assessments of his government...
His masculinity
his
and all
I don't know that... Yeah,
his wife's
I don't
masculinity.
Know that he will. No. Maybe if we get his wife behind it, then something can get done. But
it's like here's an enemy, let's crush it. And then you're like, what? You're actually this much of a fucking idiot where you're sitting around saying like, but it might look like we support this person. What the fuck? What?
Well, hell,
some things transcend our autistic, myopic worldview. I mean, there are some things that, you know, I might not like, you know, Group A, but if that would succeed moving things along, you know, you might want to pursue it. It might be a good idea.
Right.
And who knows? Maybe there'll be, like, maybe we'll fund or arm somebody else over there to help with ISIS, and then one day down the road they'll become a problem. And be like, well, you armed them. You armed them.
Well, that's like, great. We can crush them too.
Yeah, but that's always
get in line.
But that was the same thing with going back to Iraq. It's like they wouldn't have weapons of mass destruction unless we gave them to them. It's like yeah, so.
That wasn't even true.
But I mean, like, even so, it was like who like in the you know shit changes. Nothing. You know that's a general
like
leftist
what's
problem. Everything is static. They do that with economics, do it with everything.
Or like they look back to the point in history in which someone was involved at which they politically disapprove of, and then all the fault is placed upon this party.
Yeah.
That's what a toddler does. It's oh my god. It's like, really, you want to go back in time? You really want to go back in time to figure out whose fault this all is? I guess we're going to blame the sun or something. You know?
What I like to say is... Sorry, I
see ANCAPs go all the way back to like Plato.
Yeah.
Like if not for Plato, all of this could have been avoided.
Yeah, or like Hobbes or something.
Are you serious? Like really? You want to go back and say because of Plato, all of history, therefore kill Plato or something? What?
Let's build a time machine.
Like,
go back.
I always say, you know, screw who's responsible. I know what side I belong to.
Right.
Okay. Like I'm not Islamic. I don't want kebab to take over this country or the West. You know. So therefore,
you don't even necessarily have to be like Christian. You can just be a decent, moral human being.
That's
and see how just nasty the Middle East is. You don't want that here.
Oh, we should get rid of all fundamentalist religions, not just Islam.
Imagine a world without religions.
Good luck, buddy. Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah, because there's fundamentalist Christians and Mormons running around cutting
who
people's heads off, right?
At all. Threaten you.
They're a real threat. They're a threat. You know.
Who? What do they do? They like.
They might run into. They might run into your children and make them better people one day by talking to them.
Yeah, they're like your neighbors that don't actually do anything to you and keep their lawns cut.
Right.
And what do they do in the Middle East? Oh, they're getting massacred.
Yeah.
Well, good because let's look back in time to a point in time which I could say they deserve it now.
Deserve kebab. I think that's the name of the show today.
There are two kinds of people in this world. Those who remove kebab, those who deserve kebab.
Perfect. Join us again next week.
Always give your best. Never get discouraged.
Never be petty. Always remember, others may hate you. Those who hate you don't win, unless you hate them. And then you destroy yourself.
Adios, buen mi general. Adios. La página que hoy día se cerró. Se abre ya la historia como ráfagas de sol. Justo en el umbral donde se encuentran los valientes, los que se atreven.